We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. You guys have copies up here. We're up to page Kuf, the conclusion of the 16th chapter. And we had been learning about the fantastic attribute of the Torah, that although so much time has passed, we find that the Torah remains. Ordinarily, people can't hold on to a habit for longer than a few days. And the Torah, which tells us instructions about all aspects of life, and the Torah could be seen as constricting and limiting. In spite of that, you have so many centuries have passed, and we continue keeping the Torah. We view the Torah as our lifeline. And the fact that a people can hold on to a way of life like this is indicative of the one who gave it. It is indicative of the greatness of the Torah. It is indicative of the people who keep it. Ordinarily, you tell someone, I want you to add extra hours at work, and you and so-and-so and so-and-so, you get five different people who are working on a project. So each one figures, you know, other people are working on it. I don't have to work so hard. But when it comes to the Torah, every Jew sees it as his personal responsibility to uphold the Torah, to uphold every mitzvah in the Torah. Aval gadol mizeh shevach ha-mashmiya. But the fact that the Torah remains with us till today in this form is a greater indication of praise to the one who taught it. Al derech shamru chazal, as our sages taught, kol mi she'en bo yirat shamayim, kol mi sheyesh bo yirat shamayim, devarav nishmaim. Whoever has the fear of heaven, his words are ultimately heard. Haynu ki yirat ha-mashmiya yisod sheyitkeimu ha-dvarim etzel ha-shomea. Because in order for someone to accept what you're saying, he has to have respect for the one that's saying it. Uchamamar, as the verse says, v'shabech ani et ha-metim shekvar metu min ha-chaim asher heim ha-chaim adena. King Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, I praise the deceased more than those that are living now. And he's going to explain. It's not his own idea. It's a Gemara that says it on this pasuk. Ratzal omar. What he means to say is, tuchal livchon koach maseim shel rishonim min hadorot ha'eleh. You can examine how much greater was the power of the earlier generations than this generation. Asher gam b'ribevot ha'imim u'vizgot ha'zmanim lo nasu yamin u'smol mikol ha'dvarim asher kibalnu mipihem. That in spite of the passing of time, although many years and centuries have passed, we don't waver from their teachings, from the tradition we have from them. The Gemara words it slightly differently. The Gemara says, go take a king, and he makes a decree. He says, now I want everyone to pay a tax. Every time they take a drink of water, they should put 5 cents in a bucket. Okay? So maybe his own children will listen to him. Maybe in his own home people will listen. You leave his palace, people figure, how will the king know how many times a day I drank a cup of water? So they put in as much as they feel they can get away with without getting caught. But do they obey? Do they really listen? They figure, I got to do what I got to do in order not to get hurt. But they're not really honoring what the king said. You come to the Torah, you come to our tradition, and you have Moshe Rabbeinu makes institutions, and he's not around to look at us and see, are we doing it or not doing it. You have institutions from the rabbis of 2 millennia ago. Who's going to know who keeps it and who doesn't? And yet the Jewish people hold steadfast. To my mind, one of the great examples of this is the laws of family purity. Where a couple gets married, so she's a virgin, he's a virgin, they've been chaste all their life, and now finally, okay, it's permissible, they're living together, and there are laws of family purity. They can't do whatever they please. Suddenly after the first night, they have to separate for 12, 13 days. Now, that's something which is unnatural. The nature of a person is that that's not what he wants to do. And yet, he does it. You ask him, who's going to know? It's between you and your wife. Why don't you both do what you want to do? The answer, I'm not doing it because someone's going to know. It's between me and God. It's because I respect the law. It's because I respect our tradition. You enter a realm like laws of family purity where it's not easy to keep. And yet the Jewish people are keeping it for centuries and no one knows. No one knows what anyone's doing behind closed doors. There you start seeing, wow, look at these people. There are parts of the laws of family purity that are rabbinic. Not everything is biblical. You find a Jew anywhere in the world that says, I'm going to do the biblical. I'm not going to go with the institution from the days of Rebbe. I've never seen a Jew like that. All of the Jewish people continue maintaining the laws the way we have tradition, even though part of that tradition is rabbinic. Not everything is the Torah. Says Shlomo HaMelech, I praise the deceased from those that are alive. Go compare the institutions of the rabbis, the earlier generations, to any king alive today. Go compare. You won't find anyone with such power. So Shlomo HaMelech says, the Magen Yudovna says, when we speak about the consistency of the Torah, we are not only praising the Jewish people who are consistent in their keeping of the Torah, but the fact that a whole people remains faithful to this way of life is also praise to those who taught the way of life. It's a word of praise to the rabbis who taught, who made their institutions, and obviously to God who gave it to us. Uchmo she'amar David ha-melech alav ha-shalom, and as King David, peace be upon him, said, Veli mayakru re'echa el, and how cherished are your friends, God. Who are his God's friends? He's talking about the rabbis. Ma'atzmura she'hem esperem mechol yubune kitzoti ve'odi imach. David HaMelech says, how awesome they are. I count them and they are more numerous than sand. I'm still with you. I'm still with you because of them. At the end of the day, the continuum of the Jewish people is not only about the written law. But that deserves a separate class, which we can't go into now. Maybe tomorrow. And this is one of the amazing things. Right now we're like a castle that has no leader. We don't have a high priest. We don't have a prophet. We don't have a high court. We don't even have the lower form of the high court. Who's going to stop a person if he wants to detract from his observance of Torah? There's no one out there who's going to say anything. No one out there who could do anything. You want to pack your bags, go live in Utah, live the life of a Gentile? No one can stop you. We don't have any force that's holding a person within the fold. En zekim yirat Hashem. The only thing that's holding us all these millennium now is the fear of God, asher itanu mitgolelet, that continues rolling with us. Lakachto tanu la'avadim l'Hashem Elokeinu, it takes us as servants of Hashem our God, ulevatel rotzoneinu mipnei rotzono, and we annul our desire in the face of His. Zeinyan ma'amar lo ata yivosh Yaakov lo ata panav yechevaru, that's what Isaiah says. Jacob will not be embarrassed now, his face will not whiten. Ki virotoi yiladav ma'asei yadai bekirbo yakdishu shemi. For when he sees his children, my handiwork in its midst, that sanctify my name, that they sanctify the name of God, and they run after, they emulate the God of Israel, that's what he's stressing, in his midst, meaning the only thing that's keeping them is that they choose to stay in the midst of the Jewish people. So they behave like Jews, but nothing is holding them. Even when there's no one around, no king, no prophet, no kohen, no power in the hands of the Jewish people to hold people on to the faith, that's what Yaakov can be proud of. That even at that time, he doesn't have to be embarrassed. Look at how his people maintain the Torah. And that is the final point he makes about Vikayam, that the Torah remains extant, that the Torah remains with us. He's saying that's the greatness of the one who taught it. And this is a praise to God, obviously, the source of the Torah. But it's also a point of praise to the rabbis and their institutions, that the people of Israel continue keeping the Torah in spite of the fact that there's no one looking over their shoulder and no one who can enforce the observance of the Torah upon them.